Hi guys, welcome back to Pillow Talk.
And today's topic is why are black girls the sudden hype? So let's discuss, ladies.
Why black girls the sudden hype? I feel like black girls are just the hype now because Black Lives Matters is trending. There's no other reason.
It looks good for you to say those things. Black woman this, black woman that. Like, support our women, protect them.
There's been a lot of rappers that have been called out. Like, you love talking about the big bums. You love talking about how you love your African queen. How this, how that. But in your videos talking about your African queen, there's a white girl shaking ass.
No. In your videos.
No ass,
melanin. And then you go to the video, there's one shade. And it's not even like.
Not even one shade. You are the blackest person in that video.
Literally, you, the rapper that you are, you are the darkest one there. And everyone else is lighties and stuff like that.
And you're talking about black women.
If you're going to come and talk about black girls' melanin, you need to put like a whole selection.
A whole shade of melanin.
Exactly.
Shade.
You need shade,
From the lightest to the darkest. Like, if you're talking about melanin, you have to include all of it, not just like one category of melanin.
Quick disclaimer though, when we say this, we're not trying to bash light-skinned people anything like that. We want inclusion of the black people that you of the black women that you're constantly talking about.
If we were gonna come and now bash lighties, we'll be like, oh, lighties. No, we said include all the types of melanin before people come and now and jump on the bandwagon. You guys are being colorist. No, we said
And you see the thing that confuses me the most is like when I was younger, the guys they used to call me Blick,
Dark Vader.
Mm-hmm. All those insults are the same guys. Like, you've upgraded, you look good. So when am I taking you out? What's your number? And you're there thinking, wait, hold on, I am still the same skin tone just because I apply a bit of makeup. I am still the same girl just because my bum's got bigger.
Or because it's looking nice to, you know, talk to a black girl. Now you want attention. No, new confidence. Who this? Get
and
out,
it's
bro.
Like, you and I am not on the same wavelength anymore.
Well, like, I've grown.
Probably
like,
never was, to be honest.
Yeah. Like, I'll give an example, yeah? Mm. There was this guy that I liked in church. Oh, my... I know I shouldn't be looking at people in church, yeah, but...
You go to church to pray. What are you doing,
sis? I was younger, so I wasn't into God the way that I am now. So it's just them ones. Your mum will drag you to church and you'll be like, okay, cool, I'm going.
I'm going, yeah. And I hope to see...
I'm just going.
Like, literally, he was peng.
He was fire.
He was fine. Like, I told my cousins... Like, I was like to my cousins, oh, I like him, blah, 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 blah. And then so my cousin went to go and tell him, and then he was like, ew, no. I like you more, because she was, like, lighter, innit? She's, like, fair skin, she's lighter. So I was like, okay, cool, it is what it is. It broke my heart a bit, but I was like, okay, cool, I'm used to it.
And you know what? It's like when it's guys that are your own skin color that say they don't like you.
It
and then when you go
more.
For like a white guy, they're always
no,
the ones
do you know
to
what?
Say,
do you know what was annoying?
Why are you doing that?
He was darker than me, but he's saying he doesn't want me. So one time now, I come into church. Oh, I came into church.
Yeah.
Church is finished. We're all outside playing. The adults are inside, innit?
Yeah.
I don't even know what provoked it, what started it. He was like, ew, get away from me, Dark Vader. I was like,
wow.
I felt my
I look like a roach. Why are you saying ew?
Literally, I was pissed. Like, I chased a man after church. I forgot about the prayer. I chased a man down and I beat him up. Like,
really?
My girl said, no joke today.
No joke thing. I chased a man down and then I beat him up. It was like, it started from him on that Sunday. I come to school now. Another guy tried me. Another guy called me Dark Vader.
Yeah.
And then it was like that whole week I was just being called dark and ugly. Everyone was there like, you're dark and ugly, blah, blah, blah. And I went to my aunt, innit? I was like, am I that ugly? Like all these guys are coming.
Yeah,
I got pushed in the bin.
This?
Like,
wow.
Am I really that ugly that people don't want to chat to me?
Like, what is wrong with
me? Yeah, like, what is wrong with me? And then it will be like, because in summer you get extra melanin. And then winter, obviously, the melanin is gone. So you're looking a bit lighter.
Yeah.
You're looking pale.
And everyone's there like, you're bleaching. I'm like,
wow, guys calm guys, down.
So when I was dark, it was a problem.
So when I'm coming out dark,
looking lighter, it's an issue also.
And it's always the people in your community that target you the most.
100%.
It's like...
even your own people.
Yeah, it's like, oh, she's gone another colour now. Oh, my God. Why is she another colour?
Not even. It's like, they start judging you. Oh, why did she bleach? Does she not like her melanin? But you was the same person cussing me out for being that colour.
Literally. See, I never had that problem until I came to England. Where I'm from, we don't have those issues. Like, there are people that obviously like to be light skin and they bleach and that's their own.
Yeah.
But where I'm from, in music videos, you see dark skinned girls, you see the blickest girls in music videos.
Yeah.
So I used to think I was perfect. I used to think I was okay. Even when I came here and a guy would tell me I'm ugly, I still knew I was beautiful.
It? Yeah.
Because if I go, and it's like, I also have a gap tooth. In my country, a gap tooth is the most attractive thing a girl could ever have.
My girl was like, I'm the whole package.
I'm
like,
the whole package.
Literally, I am.
You had that, like, back. You had that. You were like, okay, no matter what you man say, I know that my people
are... Exactly. You experienced the good before the bad.
With me, it was like, okay, cool. I'm getting it from school, and then I'm getting it from my own family as well because I'm the darkest one.
Yeah.
So it'll be there, like, okay, cool. I'm getting it from school. I come back, and then like when
it's
we
the
go
same
family
thing.
Gatherings or stuff like that, everyone will be to, like, to my mum. Oh, she's so dark. Like, she's so give her a bit of Carol, like, give her a bit of, like, buy her that soap so she can
black
like,
soap.
Yeah, so she can lighten up a bit. And I was like, wait, what?
What is wrong with me?
What is actually wrong with me? And then when I started wearing makeup, and I was like, okay, cool. I'm going to start going a shade lighter because obviously people don't appreciate me.
Yeah.
But then now, family gatherings, family, everyone's like, oh, Nay, your skin tone is fabulous.
Really? Now you appreciate it.
Tantalizing!
What?
Mesmerizing! Do you know what? I wish these people would have cussed you when you're older instead of when you were younger. Because the trauma that you have to go through and then pick yourself up from a young age, I'm having to uplift myself because my own family members are cussing me out.
Yeah.
And it's a bit confusing because it's like, right, okay, cool.
It's just coming from my own family. Maybe I am what they say I am.
Because people at school, they're outsiders. Mm. People in your family.
They're your family.
Like, they're your family.
They
wouldn't even be like them random cousins that you just pick up from the street. You're like, that's my cousin. Nah.
People that you grew up with. That's like a sister and a brother. And they're telling you this.
Yeah.
People are crazy and people are... I feel like the darker you are, the lighter, the whiter you are, you're still a human being. Like, it's really not that deep.
Literally.
Stop pushing your perception of how things should be onto me.
Yeah.
That's how you view the world, not me.
Yeah.
Why are you forcing your idealisms onto me?
Mm.
Like, I'm not having to doubt myself. I'm questioning who I am as a human being.
Yeah.
Because of what you think I should look like.
Yeah. No. And it's like, I remember the first time...
Mm-hmm.
I decided to have my natural hair in secondary school. Mm-hmm. Whoa.
Everyone was like, is that your hair?
Is that your hair?
Can I touch?
People want to touch it. Like,
you know who you look like?
Don't tell me who I look like. I look like me.
From The Voice, the judge from The Voice. Will I Am. I was compared to Will I Am. Oh, you're trying to do a Will I Am. I mean, we have the same hair length. I'm not trying to do
it. Like, it just happened to turn out this way. I'm not trying to look like anyone but myself.
What happened to your long hair? Like, what happened to the long straight hair? What's wrong with my nappy hair? And then you had teachers saying, oh, your hair doesn't look presentable.
What's wrong with my kink and my curls?
It's been presentable. This is the hair that goes from my flipping scalp.
And now,
what do you want me to do about it? So it pleases you. This is so you feel good about how I represent myself. It doesn't make sense.
I had a teacher tell me that my hair was a distraction.
I had at the back, you're blocking everyone else's view.
Your hair's a distraction.
Grow taller so you can see the board then, bro.
Even growing up, I never liked to have like straight weave. I've always been like the
big
hair. When I did my weave, it was always big. It was always big and then like an afro state. Yeah. And it'd be like, no, Maria, you can't sit at the front today because you're blocking everyone. Yeah. I wasn't that tall. I honestly wasn't.
But you know what the dumb thing is? When you put, like, the thing is, when you're sitting in rows, the person is going to block someone's view regardless.
Yeah.
If someone tall sitting in front of me with a bald head, can if the fact that they're just in front of me and they're taller than me, they can still block my view. It's not the hair that's going to distract them.
I wasn't tall enough to be blocking people's views. And I just feel like, oh, okay, my hair's blocked. But that's the thing. Then, even then, I didn't know that someone was racially profiling me.
You've been going through it.
Until you sit down and you start educating yourself, you're like, wait, hold on. You know when Miss said this? You know when Miss said this, yeah?
Forget when Miss said it. You know when Mom made that comment? Or this uncle said this? Or that auntie looked at me in this way because of this? Like, and then you wonder why I maybe even turned to bleaching.
I honestly can't fault you.
I don't condone it, but I cannot blame you for turning to it.
You can't blame someone that goes to bleaching.
Yeah.
It's like there's an attraction to being lighter.
Yeah.
But, mate, there were times because, like, all my friends are lighter than me. So there were times when we'd take pictures and it was like, rah, even with a flash, you can't see me. Like, what is going on? And I'll be like, guys, we need to stop taking pictures in the dark, man. Because it's like, in the dark, they can't see me. When the sun is out, they still can't see me. What is going on, guys? And it was like, the thing is, I'm funny about it. Like, I laugh it off. I don't take it seriously to the point where I'm like, okay, Caroline, where are you?
That actually sounds like a proper person's name.
And it's like, wow. I never actually realized that. Even in the job that I am, like, I'm in right now, it's like, there's quite a bit of racism.
They favor.
There's a lot of favoritism.
Let me tell you.
And it's like, the colleagues that I work with that are my skin color, we have spoke about it. And it's like, yeah, do you see what I'm seeing? Did you see what he meant? And it's like, oh, yeah, I saw what he meant. And it's like, especially if you work in like retail or stuff like that, you always get a one person that tells you go back to your country or why are you here
or do you even know like what you're doing?
Yeah, do you
why are you here?
You know how to use the system properly.
I had one customer come to me complaining that I'm not being attentive.
What do you mean to do?
I said,
am I supposed to kiss the floor that you walk on?
So now you ask me if I need help. You did not ask for help. I see you're struggling. I ask you, do you need help? And the funny
thing is that people feel entitled to your attention. Like, why aren't you giving it to me?
He asked to see the manager. And I was like, you are looking at the manager. So what is it?
What now?
What now, literally?
What now, Karen?
Ken. Ken walked out the shop. Ken walks out the shop.
Like, do you ever, like, especially when you're at work, innit? That one day that you don't smile or that you don't do something. Why do you
why are you in a bad mood?
Why do you have such an attitude?
Like,
why are you this? Why are you so aggressive? Why are you moving like this? Like, baby, Karen, Ken. It's just, I don't want to smile. It's like,
Sally.
Every single day that I smile, you guys are like, yeah, oh my God, yeah, you look so nice, you look so beautiful, blah, blah, blah. And the one day that I'm like, okay, I don't want to smile today. Like, there's nothing wrong. My cheeks just hurt.
I don't smile
Why
anyway.
Do you look so moody? Why are you so aggressive?
I'm not a smiler.
I'm just there like, bruh.
I'm not a smiler. I've never been.
I mean, you have Mrs. Sally coming in costing the whole world and... me that doesn't want to smile, it's an issue.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, she's really trying to get into it with the manager, but you want to have a problem with me, minding my business, just not smiling. Okay.
It's like, smiling is not my thing. Like, there's certain people, it doesn't mean you're not a human being or, you know. And I feel like in England, it's a concept. If you don't smile at someone, you don't like them.
Oh, yeah. Especially at work. Oh, my God. It's like you always have to be in a good mood.
You got pushed at work?
No, like, they will push buttons. Like, there was this one time, I'm serving a customer. They come, not even a hi, not in anything. Chucks it, refund this. I'm like, okay, do you want it? He's on the phone, so I was like, do you want it in cash or card? Just refund it. I was like, okay. I done it my way because this guy wasn't even chatting. So I gave him cash because it was only like, what, 50p, 1p? Like, what are you going to do with it in your card? I don't touch money. I'm like, okay.
Well, you're going to touch it today because I'm not putting it back.
Literally. So I was like, what now? Okay, that's fine. But when I was speaking to you, when I was asking you, you didn't say nothing to me.
Yeah.
I said it in the nicest, politest way, mate. I put on my Karen voice. That's how I was speaking.
That's all disheartening.
You people don't know what you're doing.
Who are you people? There's only one person here.
Doing. I was like, excuse me? He was like, yeah, you. And then when I started raising my voice just to tank, why are you being so aggressive?
That's this is what annoys me about some people.
This is what you people do. You just want to be shouting in my face. I was like, boy, if you want to see aggressive, get out.
Meet me outside.
I told him,
get out. Catch me outside. How about that?
Meet me outside. Because
there was he already assumed that I was going to be rude to him, that I was going to be aggressive. That I was like, you know what? You want rudes? I'll give you. I was like, mate, get the fuck out of my store. I said that to him. I was like, give me the manager's number. I need to talk to the manager.
You're number? Why do you need my manager's number?
Oh, because he was going to take it higher. I was like, take it.
Do it. You're disrespecting me. You're not supposed to tolerate. They don't tolerate usually. I hope so. Anyway.
First of all, you came and said abuse toward them. I know when these people say
you. Oh, we know what you mean by you people. Address me correctly. There's only one of me.
I'm black. I'm blackity black black black. Say it.
Blackity black black black.
Like say it. But no, my guy was like, you people are so aggressive when you're the guy that was coming down my throat.
That's what I'm saying. Sally's coming shouting down the road, cussing the whole world. But because I want to express how I feel with a bit of, just a bit of a what's it called?
A bit of pizzazz.
Authority. A bit of authority in my voice so you hear me and you understand me. Oh, you're being aggressive. Why are you shouting? Why are you being rude? Don't poke the bear. I just feel
like, especially if you work in like retail and things like that, if you don't ever have time to speak to these people.
What I tend to do
is if I see someone shouting or a customer's raising their voice at me, I walk.
You away. You have every right to. There
and you're going to shout by yourself. If you decide to touch me.
Oh, that's
if you decide story.
To touch me, I am not touching it. You. I'm actually not touching you. I say that in a weird way, because it's like you touched me first, but I'm not going to touch you at all. Because at the end of the day, I feel like even us as black people, we need to understand that sometimes fighting is not the way forward. It's like they touch you, there's cameras there. I am suing you. I am suing you for your money. I am suing you for your granddad's money. I am suing you for your mother's money.
That's and
I am
suing you for your great grandfather's
money that passed away 25,000 years ago. I am suing for everything. Emotional distress. Deformation of character. I know the law. I will take you there. Don't play with me.
So, like, guys, you see the whole, like, Twitter thing, yeah? When the whole Twitter thing came out about all them people slagging off black girls. Like, you guys as black females, like, how did that make you feel? Like, when you first saw it, were you like, rah?
Or
were you
just there, like, oh, okay, it is what it is. to me, I was like, oh, another one. Because I was never looking to these people for validation in regards to who I am, to my skin color. The person I look to when it comes to that is my mom. And my mom is the first to scream and shout, I love my brown skin. I'm tanned all year round. No one can tell me shit. I'm coming out in the summer, I'm bronzed, I'm glowing, I'm shining. That's the person I look to. Listen. That is the person I look to when it comes to stuff like that. So when I see a next stranger talking about, oh, black girls this, monkey that, shut the fuck up, man. You're not even important. Who are you in my life? You don't add or take anything. You're not relevant. The only thing that will make me annoyed about a stranger saying that is there might be someone else who doesn't have the confidence that I have looking at them.
Definitely.
Thinking, oh my God. If he thinks that about these people and I look up to them, then maybe, and I am the people that he or she is talking about. Oh my God, am I them? Like,
definitely.
Am I as bad as they say they are? Which definitely. Is like, bruv.
I feel like
you could really be changing a person to the for the worse by saying what you said. This would be a little kid. Sorry, carry on.
When I saw the tweets, I laughed.
Oh, yeah.
I laughed. I honestly laughed.
We did.
I laughed because it's like, oh, what now?
Really?
It was like, what now? Because it's like, there's always going to be there's always going to be a time in life where it's like,
Where are the words?
There's always going to be a time in life where it's like you hate something until you understand it. Like you can't blame. Like, there's blame, but there's no blame. You can always call these people out and be like, but your mum is black.
Yeah.
But, you know, your sister's black. You're black yourself. And it's like, okay, cool. They know that. What now? And it's like, they don't understand. Have you ever sat down with your sister and spoke to her and be like, rah, like, when you go out, what do other black men say about you? And then have you ever reflected to yourself, what do I say about black women? And I feel like these guys don't do that.
Yeah.
Until certain girls start to come out, commit suicide.
Yeah.
It's like, rah, no one likes me because of my colour. Or we as a black community start judging people that have decided to go from my shade to a whole white person. And it's like, why did you do that? Oh my God. But you're not understanding what that person has been through. And it's like, when I see these comments, I laugh and I see ignorance because these people don't know better. Yeah. They don't know better to say.
Yeah.
They didn't know better to say what they said. Yeah. Like, if they knew what was supposed to... It's not even what was supposed to be said, but it's if they knew
the right way to express
colour,
themselves.
If they knew the beauty in it, if they knew the love in it,
they wouldn't have been saying all of this.
100%.
A black guy that has never loved a black woman will talk like that.
Yeah.
Forget even loving, just appreciating who she is. Just appreciating everything
about
her. And I
feel like guys that speak like that, their mums never showed them that much love either.
Yeah. It's like they're lacking something. It's like...
Sometimes they did, but they just choose to push it out and be like, oh, you know what, let me... It's like that thing you mentioned the other today, Maria, where you were watching a YouTube video and the person said... We all have evil in us, but it doesn't excuse the way we behave.
Yeah.
At all.
Does not excuse the way we behave. It does not mean you can come and cuss someone out. It does not mean you can attack who they are as a human being. Because I feel like sometimes when these people come and apologize, oh, I didn't know, I feel bad for my comment. I didn't know it was going to affect a person to the point where they... commit suicide. I feel like some of them don't actually feel sorry for what they said. It's just the fact that what they said caused the person to go to that extreme. Because when it's all said and done, you probably would have done it again had this person not committed suicide.
To add on what you're saying, it's not even to a point where some people go and commit suicide. Some people are brave enough to be like, hey, you.
Yeah.
They're not going to call you on the phone. They call you out on social media. And it's like, oh my God, I've received so much backlash. Let me just say I love my black queens.
You know what? You don't. Yeah? I feel like, just like, when the whole Twitter things came, like Maria said, yeah, we laughed about it. We read the tweets. We were like, okay, cool, cool, hee hee. But then it was like, after I came off the phone conversation, I was like, it took me back to like secondary when all them people called me them names, and I was like,
flashback.
Rah, like, it's not just black men that think like this, it's black women as well.
Oh, yes.
I start thinking, I was like, okay, maybe it could just be our surrounding, the people that we are around. Because deep it, there's so many black people that do not know, like Maria was saying, they do not know the true value of their skin. They do not know how beautiful it is. And you just see, like, aunties bleaching left, right, and center. I can tell you this, every single Congolese auntie bleaches, every single one of them, everyone. So I'm like, I'm looking at my community, I'm looking at all these Africans, I'm looking at all these aunties, I'm like, instead of you man showing me to love my skin color, showing me to be at one with my skin color, you're showing me to come and I bleach. So if you're showing me that, oh, to come and I bleach, what are you showing the men?
Yeah.
That you don't love your skin color, that they should go for something lighter.
Yeah.
So then that gets embedded within your brain and you're just there like, oh. So you can't really blame the person. It's like the surroundings that we're in, it's always like, lighter is better.
To add on to that, yeah, it's the same way a daughter needs a mother and a father and a son needs a father.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, what black people in these black communities never understand is the criticism from men is but from a woman it hits differently.
Like, we can relate on so many levels, and this is how you think.
You're meant to be relating
with me. You're too busy telling me, rah, why are you bleaching? Rah, why are you black?
Literally.
Your shade is dark. Rah, you're
a bit dark, you know. Oh, rah, you're not my cousin. You're too dark. Coming now denying your own family because they're too dark.
No.
You're embarrassed of them.
Yeah, like, I'm like, bro. You look at them, you're like, are you man's really okay? Like, are you man's tapped? Like, and then you look at it, you're like, 2010, 2012, 15, all the way to like, what, 19? That's when people actually started liking.
Some of these people are grown. They're grown men and women. Like, these are grown men and women cussing us out. Yeah. Some of these people are, they were 20, some were 23 at the time. They were our age, basically.
Yeah.
And that's how they will think. Come on. Oh, come on. I don't know, man.
It's like,
just educate yourself.
Yeah.
Before you open your mouth, learn about whatever it is you're going to talk about.
And honestly,
come with some facts. Speak to people who can actually relate to whatever it is you want to talk about. Whether it's to agree or disagree with your point.
If it's to be educated, I don't believe. Sometimes, like, let's say there's certain things I'm not educated on. I just personally don't speak about it. Because I know even when I get educated on it, I'm still going to be against it, whether I'm educated on it or not.
Hold my opinion.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Meaning, I don't want to hear about it.
Yeah, but you have an opinion, but you're not ignorant about it.
Yeah.
It's not, your opinion about it is not, how do I say, empty. Like, it's not coming with stupidity, so to speak.
Yeah, but some people do have that education or whatever.
It's
like it goes in one ear, it comes out the other. So it's just there, like, what can you possibly do?
There's nothing you can do, to be honest.
Literally, you come and out slag off black women to the end of the sun, be like, I can never, my kids can't be dark skinned. Ew, what is that? My kids need to be light. My kids need to be tanned.
I need to have mixed race babies.
Like,
I'm gonna get with a white woman so my kids come out like,
ew. My mom only accept.
God damn.
Imagine this guy that I was chatting to, yeah?
Yeah.
My guy was like, oh, we can date, but I can never take you home because my mom only accepts white girls.
What color was he?
He was black.
Oh, keep your whiteness, bro. Cut out.
They're planning to cook her and eat her.
That's what you sound like.
They're planning to cook her and eat her. The fuck?
It was. Have you coming ever like seen a Get Out movie. Called?
Get Out, yes.
Yeah, Get Out.
The hell? It works both ways. Don't ever get it twisted. And you know another thing, like, when I was growing up, yeah,
I'm not gonna claim you anyway.
There was this girl that I used to live next to, and, like, we became friends because we went to the same primary school, and I just used to go over her house all the time. And it's, like, her background was Lithuanian, and it's, like, when she invited me to, like, family functions, it was, like, who's this black idiot?
And they're looking like at you like you're some next she rare
taught
thing.
Me certain terms to look out for.
Yeah.
It's like she was like, if you hear this, they're talking about you.
Yeah.
So it's like she had already pre-warned me, like
she briefed you.
Girl. Yeah. It's like her father loved me, her mother loved me, her sister didn't love me, but it's like it was she wasn't she my knew. Friend. Yeah, so it was like, oh hi, you're here. And it's like when I went to these family functions that her mum used to invite me to, it would just be like, oh, nigga, all out here. And it's like, the word nigga doesn't really translate in any other language.
Whatever you're saying, nigga.
I can still understand nigga.
I know exactly what you mean and who you're referring to.
And it's like, wow, it's like, hello. I know right. the word that you're using. Literally. You're not really supposed to be using it. But at that time, I didn't know.
Yeah.
And so it was okay. Because
me, in Uganda, where I'm from, when you call someone a nigga, it means they have money. In Uganda, a nigga has money and they're bowling. Do you understand what I mean? If they come, if you're called a nigga, you are bowling.
You are a bowler.
And then I came to England.
Oh my guys, I'm Bola.
And then when I came to England, nigga actually means
it's a you're bad a slave. Term. Yeah.
I was there like, no, call me nigga. Yeah. Call me nigga. They just call me nigga, man. It means they like me.
Look at
me.
That. The perspective from two different countries is completely different.
I was there like, oh, okay. When I grew up, I was like, oh.
Don't call me right. that.
Don't call me that. Never call me that. And it's like, that's when I started like, I don't know, associating myself with, like, black girls and, like, becoming friends with more black people or Asian people because it was, like, we understand our struggle.
Yeah.
And it's, like, And it's, like, even when I have, like, my 1, 2, 3 white friends, they understand that, oh, the certain boundaries that you shouldn't cross. Yeah. Like, I'm a human being, you're a human being. I come from this type of culture. You come from this type of culture. Let's never cross each other's lines. Like, there's certain things that we don't like white people to say.
Yeah.
But there's certain things we shouldn't be saying to white people, period.
Yeah. It goes both ways.
It's, like, we sometimes forget that as well. Like, I don't know who it was,
I've
but heard someone was like, black people can't be racist.
What are you talking about?
Are you serious?
And it's like when a white person addresses, like, I was at work and one of the white colleagues was like, oh, that black girl over there, she's being racist. No, she's not. What is she going to say?
The melanated, the one with colour, basically.
That's
even worse.
Exactly,
that's even worse.
The one with colour.
You know what?
She's like, no, give me HR's number. I'm going to report. What are you reporting that she pointed you out for your colour?
And I mean, when they ask you what your ethnicity is, it's like, oh, I'm black. Hello.
And it's okay for us to come and now be like, oh, that white person. Or that white girl. Or that white girl. But it's not okay for them to. It's like, okay, cool. That white girl, okay, that African girl, or Caribbean girl, or wherever you're from girl. But then now you want to come and now say, oh, that white person, and you're not being racist. What? If you don't want to sound racist, just be like that Caucasian.
That's
even worse, no?
It sounds mad, you know.
Literally,
it does.
I feel like Caucasian is when you're trying to cuss a person out.
Literally.
It's like when you're referring to someone as darling in the middle of the argument.
Oh, yeah. No, that's another piss take.
Imagine being like, that Caucasian over there.
Exactly, it goes the same way. let's just all understand we are whole. We are all humans. When, like, we are humans, we are mammals, we are brought onto this world. I have hands, a white person has hands, a Asian person has hands, a Chinese person has hands.
I don't know the same.
It's and that. We all bleed the same.
We bleed the same red blood.
All red. No one has purple, green, violet blood. No.
Our skeleton structure is the same.
Maybe a few longer legs, you know?
And at the end of the day, bones. Where you're ending up 6 feet under the ground is the same
I'm gonna be right
be ending up
literally
at the end of the and day when dead. You're dead you're not going to remember to be racist
you're not gonna remember that I don't like dark skin gals.
That goes for both, that goes for black and white people.
Yeah. It's like you think you're gonna go to a white heaven. Darling, no
they're gonna go to a heaven full of white girls and light-skinned girls, and then all the dark-skinned girls are all gonna go hell.
Honestly,
and it's like
God's gonna do two different heavens. Okay, so let me segregate. You go here.
Not even. We got heaven for whites, for blacks, for Asians, for this and that. And no, darling.
I just feel like when it comes to this whole what is it? Heavens and hells and what's not and what's not.
Heavens and hells.
Because it is like different countries, different religions, different cultures, believe in different things.
Yeah.
And it's like, don't be ignorant. People need to start having what they call an open mind.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't have an open mind, what is wrong with you?
Literally.
Be willing to understand and receive new information.
100%.
It's like, if you can't sit down and hear someone's point of view, and it's like...
Even if you don't agree with it,
It's like...
It doesn't mean that you should start a war with them. Yeah. Listen, it's okay not to agree. All three of us, we have different... Even though we might have the same point of views, but there's times where we disagree with things. Like, and it's fine. At the end of the day, listen, I don't agree with what you do, but, you know, it's your life, isn't it? You know, do what you think is best for you.
Yeah.
But maybe try to go a different way. But at the end of the day, if that's what you want
to
do...
It's up to you.
Cool. It's up to you. Of course, don't be out here disrespecting people in the meantime.
Oh, 100%. Don't do that.
It's just when people start having arguments and... You want to now fight, start a civil war because of it?
Mm.
Where are we going to go with this?
And it's like, you see me, I love music. And it's like when people are like, oh, what do you listen to the most? I don't have a genre.
Literally, I listen
I don't
whatever I feel genre. Like.
Any genre that I will not touch is rock. That's it, because I don't like too much. I don't like the heaviness. But give me country, I listen. Give me dubstep, give me afro, give me
anything. Anything
that has a rhythm, that has a good beat.
It flows.
Anything that has a good beat. Anything that has a good rhythm, I am there for. Even when it comes to my friends, sometimes I'll be chilling and I'll be like, send me music from your country, bro. It's like I've run out of things to listen to.
Your
store class
sending you music and his beats.
It's like, have an open mind to learn what's going on in the world instead of being an ignorant person that's most likely never had a passport to leave the country you're in.
Whoa.
Unless you go to Mars and see what Mars is like. You can never tell me what it is. You've never been to Africa. You've never been to Asia. You've never been to these countries. All you do is see it on TV. You see adverts. Oh, black people are poor.
Literally.
No, who told you that?
Because that's what they showed them.
Do you know how much cotton we have? Do you know how much gold we have? Do you know how much oil diamonds? We have?
We
do you know
how many diamonds we have?
And the sad part of it all, we have so much, but we don't have enough to show for it.
No. You know what, it's not even the African people, it's the African leaders. They have so corrupt leaders.
We have corrupt leaders.
Leaders that will be like, okay, like, colonizer will come and be like, I'm giving you 15k for this, 15 mil. He's like, okay, but I'm going to kill, like, a couple of your people.
Yeah.
Okay. So
I might kill the whole nation, but here's the money.
So when's the money coming?
Yeah.
Okay, so when's the so I'm gonna inject an illness that might kill her. Okay, so when's the money coming?
But the funny thing is, the money ain't coming. You're the one that's in debt to that country.
Bro.
In some cases, because of these deals that you make.
You see, like, most dictators that have survived in Africa, yeah, I want to let you know one thing. The only reason why they have survived is because they've been doing deeds and good things for government over here.
Yeah.
But the minute they decide to go against the government,
just know
this is a terrorist. He's been a dictator for way too long.
He wasn't a terrorist when you guys were making deals to start a war in the country.
When you were shaking hands on deals.
When you were sending.
This is even off topic, but it is relevant.
You know what? There's going to be a lot of off topic here. Bear with us. But yeah, carry on.
It's like when the whole. What was his name?
The one of them corrupt people.
Was it Bin Laden? I don't even want to get into names, but yeah. when one of them people passed away after they hang him publicly, and it was
on national TV.
TV. Mm. You even let kids watch that.
National, international, but I think it's even on YouTube.
Simple protest. Simple people walking down the street screaming black lives. Oh my God, close your eyes. Little Freddy, close your eyes.
You can't see these blokes walking around.
The adverts are scaring my child.
You're scaring little Freddy.
You know what hurt me the most about this whole Black Lives Matter, yeah? I am scared of animals, but I love them to death. Why are you using horses?
Leave the horses be in there. Where do horses live? In
stables.
Let them stay in the shade.
Chillax. Why are you bringing? When you know,
live in barns.
You know what? Yeah. Everyone knows, even idiots knows, that horses don't do well with noise. They don't do well with a lot of people. So even if we're not doing anything, because I was at that protest. Mm. So even if we're not doing anything, even if we're just walking, the horse
we're not even being violent. Yeah, it's just because there's so many people talking and it sounds like it's loud.
Too many things going around and the horse can't. It can't manage. It's like, oh my God, noise. And it starts to panic. You see when humans have panic attacks? Horses have panic attacks too. So when you're bringing a horse to a mass gathering with hella people, you're asking for it, mate. You're dying for it.
And now an innocent policeman was injured.
Yeah.
What now?
Even the people that were part of the protest. No, there's a girl that came out on Twitter and she was like, I got trampled by this flipping horse.
Yeah.
I was out for a couple of seconds even.
I want to know who was responsible for those horses being out.
Oh, we all know who was responsible.
Why bring them out in the first place?
I need to know. Because we need to do a protest about
you bring horses to a private place.
You need counselling. You need to learn about animals. You need to learn about how to treat animals. I was so upset. I've never been so upset.
No, you're not.
You had people, like, I understand it's a protest, but be peaceful as well. Mm. You had people throwing bags at... It's like, you're enraging these animals.
When it comes to our people, we're just,
It wasn't our people.
No, I'm saying, hang on, let me land.
You better land properly.
I'm about to swallow you.
You better land properly. The guy that did push the bike was black. I'll say that. The one that pushed it was
bad man. Bad man.
It's like, even with the whole... Oh, the footballers that were like, oh, we're going to come protect our statues. So many people were ready to come ride down to come and out do beef, to come and out fight. But when it was when it was just like a peaceful protest where we were all just walking, screaming black, like, where were you? You were there, balls deep in another girl. But because now, fists want to be thrown. Fists want to be thrown. You're like, baby, wait. I'm checking all the way from Manchester just to come and now do fight. Okay, we get it. You're on your Malcolm X shit, but...
Because it was in
Malcolm
their best
X, Malcolm X didn't go looking for fights, fam. He didn't go be like, oh, I'm going down to go fight. Yeah. I'm going down to run ops. No. But when trouble came, my guy stood his ground and he was like, what the fuck you going to do to me?
Like, I am my man, but you man's are going there. You're deliberately looking for fights. How do you think?
How do you want us to
be seen? If you're going there being violent, if you're going there being rah 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 rah, that's what they're gonna see us. If you're going there barking,
trying to raise no child without a father, barking, so you need literally, you need to pattern your life.
If you go there barking, they're gonna be like, that's all they're gonna see. That's, they already think of us as bad people anyway. Mm. So if you go there and you go there on that violence...
We're responsible for the riots.
Literally, you go there uneducated. You go there just like, oh, I'm going to bring knife. I'm going to do this. You're just bringing down the movement. That's not what the movement
worse,
is
because the way the media is going to portray it is like you Parliament. Attack them.
Like, we're trying to be like, okay, our voices are not heard. Like, you hear Asian voices. You hear white voices. You hear... every single colour's voices, but you do not hear black people's. So if you come now and you do flipping stupidity, do you think they're going to listen to us?
No.
Do you think they're going to take 1 second to come and now listen? They're
breathe,
not.
Breathe,
sis. I cannot breathe. I need to land this point before I breathe. No, because when it comes to points like this, yeah, let me cross my legs so I can sit properly. It actually pisses me off because we're just stuck in this stupid mentality that we cannot get violent souls. I mean, no, it doesn't. Mm. Okay, if someone pushes you, someone does something to you, and you're like, okay, cool. You know, even in the Bible, my guy said, turn the other cheek. Let them slap you on the other one. But no, you might say, like, my guy touched me. My guy looked at me funny. I'm going to go and fight. No. It's simple as state what you want to say. And when you're stating what you want to state, stay with what? With a bit of backup. Stay with education. Be, like, educated.
Common facts.
Yeah, where you're saying it, you're not saying it like, oh... you know, you get what I mean, fam. No.
That's why I said...
come there, articulate your words, say things properly, be like, okay, this is my point, this is my point, this is my point. Don't come there.
Some people don't have a point, though. They're just there to argue. Hammer,
where are we going to meet?
What is that?
They're just there to argue and fight.
Literally. It's so stupid.
That's why I said, as black people, we need to stop with the hands throwing... and we need to learn the law and use
sometimes
it
it's needed, but yeah.
I guarantee
every
you 100%. Most of these policemen that put cuffs on black people
we
don't
do not
know the law.
Yeah.
They don't know the law.
You come and I'll tell them this, mm. and be like, they can't do jack shit to you because you know your law. Don't just go there empty handed.
Tell them
like,
the law.
You know,
don't wait for them
come
to tell
and
you.
I'll stop and search you. You can say no.
Yeah,
you can say no, and they
unless they have a concrete, valid reason, they don't. They can't search you.
Yeah, if they don't, you can be like, no. What's your reason? And if they're there, walk away, and they won't do nothing to you.
I was watching a video earlier this week, and it was about a state attorney getting pulled over by the police because her windows are too tinted.
I saw that.
Like,
okay.
But they didn't know she was...
When
she told them... She brought out her actual badge.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, ma'am. It's like... she goes, I need all your badge numbers.
Yeah.
Now you dumb idiot, Bob, you have gone and got all of you people in
you
trouble.
You are about to lose your job.
And it's like, why go that extra mile and just be like, oh, ma'am, why are your windows so tinted? Is that a crime, though?
It's not even a crime, so you shouldn't really be asking
me. Your tint, your windows tinted, like, proper dark.
But they weren't tinted, though.
Basically, they pulled her over because she was black. And she was black and she had a nice car. That's it. That's literally
that's all there is to it.
He was like, oh, because the vehicles around here get stolen a lot. But and then this is way before she brought out her ID.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
and
yeah.
After she brought out her ID, the tone changed. Oh, ma'am.
Oh, ma'am. You weren't
now
you
addressing
ma'am
me properly.
So quick,
you
sir.
Weren't mamming me.
You ain't mamming so quick.
Now they're stuttering. Like, oh, what are the tags about? Oh, no, no. It's just, you know, it's protocol. It's what we do. Sir, don't swallow your tongue.
Precinct, please. This is why I say, in order for black people to change things, I know black people don't want to hear this, we need to get in the government. The only way we're going to do that is by applying for these police jobs.
We need to change the law. Exactly. Do you know what? Stop all this, oh, he's a fed, he's an op, and this, that. No, bruv, if we're going to change something, we need to do it from the inside out. Because we're coming to these, we're attacking the police officers, but the orders are coming from higher up.
Yeah.
So 100%. You're not even destroying the base. No. It's just the outside fence that you're touching. Not a single scratch or dent on it.
It's not even, you haven't reached the fence. You see the little patio in your house before you actually go in. You're there at the front.
It's like, I was listening to the guy that went to Love Island. What's his name? Mike.
I was listening
to his whole situation about him in the police force and whatnot. And it's like, wow. It's like they put him to a point where he had to run away. Yeah. But I know his goal was to change it from the inside.
Exactly.
That is literally people's goal. You don't get the opportunity.
You
because
need to be like strong-minded if you're
going
to go
and it's
in
like,
there.
What the hell? You just need to keep going. It's like, I don't even know how
if
to...
If you need a break, take a break.
But at the end
we need to keep pushing forward.
Yeah.
At the end
we need to change laws, not just...
Exactly.
You know, riot, protesting. Yes, protesting gets their attention. It's needed.
Yeah,
it just gets
attention. But
you
need to go that step forward.
It just gets attention.
We need to take that attention and bring it elsewhere. Change laws, judges and all that.
Yeah. These people in the law are not very stupid, you know. They will literally see, okay, black people are crying now. Give them
These
some
are educated,
milk.
Ignorant
give them
people.
Some milk, give them a fat cake, they'll be... No, we need a law.
You know,
we need
a
law.
Put a bit of Black Lives Matter.
And no loopholes in it as well, because some laws have loopholes as well.
Put on the Big Ben, you know. Big Ben hasn't rang in God knows how many years, fam. When have you heard Big Ben go ding, ding, when? Huh? Last time I heard them ding,
I'm never around
ding,
it like
was,
that, but,
what,
you
when
know.
I was 10.
It's like, you're doing all of this. Okay, well done. Where is the law?
Literally.
Where is the law that says black people cannot be touched in a certain way, or people at that fact?
Yeah.
People of all colours,
yeah.
of all Honestly. Ethnicities, of all anything. No one is allowed to be touched this way.
Why is it a discussion for you to treat us like a human?
Can it be a law that video of a police officer abusing someone is valid in court?
Oh, you know what's
in all this? The person needs to know that you were recording them. What do you mean? I just saw this person kill someone. The evidence is there, and you're telling me it's not valid because they didn't know that they were being recorded.
Exactly. What do you want me to be? Oh, sorry, you're killing someone, but let me record you real quick.
There needs to be a law that all video evidence, phone evidence, audio evidence, all of
in regards to a crime.
If you can hear sounds, if you can see clearly faces, if it's related to, why are you throwing it in the bin when that? Oh my god!
Do you know what's funny? Do you know what's funny? They say that, but CCTV cameras don't ask me for my permission when I'm being recorded.
Say that louder for the people at the back.
They don't ask
louder,
for permission.
Mm-hmm.
They do not ask for permission when they have all these CCTV cameras all over. Bruv, London has cameras for days. They have cameras, recording cameras. Mm. But when it comes to a crime, someone actually being killed, abused, or attacked verbally, the person needs to know that they're being recorded. You didn't ask for consent or permission. How? How do the two make sense? You're kind of contradicting yourself here.
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah.
Oh. I guess, can you hear me?
Yeah, we can still.
But no, it doesn't make sense. How can one be allowed when it benefits the government, but the other one that benefits the people, the community, oh no, it's not valid. Can't take that into court. It's not acceptable.
I just don't understand why we don't get a law, like, from the riots. I understand that the people that done the riots, okay, cool, they went from the actual motive of the actual riot and they turned it into something else. I totally agree with the government on that one. Like, you guys done the most. But it's from that occasion where we knew that a black boy was killed, unarmed, innocent, by a policeman, why wasn't a law enforced? Because he was not.
Like, the story that always breaks my heart is this: there's this story of this black boy that was on death, a 12-year-old black boy that was accused of killing a white girl that was nowhere near his house. He was nowhere near the crime scene. He got put on death row.
Yeah.
A 12-year-old got put on death row. No evidence.
Nothing.
The judges, the case, I don't even know how long it lasted, but it was less than, there we go. He was convicted.
Yeah.
He couldn't this is a child. He wasn't allowed to see anyone. And he had to sit on that Bible whilst he was on that electric chair so he can actually fit the flipping hat. Nah, bruv, come on. Violence is not the solution, but I understand the anger, the uproar, because I feel it too. I feel it too. Every time I see these stories.
I watch, like, what was it? When They See Us, when I watched the Bridget, what was her name? The little girl that I was watching, Ruby Bridges or something like that. Remember when you called me and I was crying on the phone?
Yeah.
I was literally like, why do they hate us so much?
I've even seen stories of black babies being used as crocodile bait.
Oh,
I saw this video.
I'm sorry.
It was a posh neighborhood. Bruv. It was a posh neighborhood. This boy was playing outside, but he was black. The minute he saw a cop car, he hid behind the car.
Yeah.
Like, I was just like, he is not even above 15. Like, he's mindset.
This is a little kid.
His parents have already embedded it in him. It's like, it doesn't matter.
It's either fright or flight.
Yes, it doesn't matter if we're trillionaires, bawling. Mate, as soon as they see that colour,
it doesn't matter.
Right, it's actually mad.
We were used for sport as entertainment. Like, you go to, what's it called, festivals, and you have a black babe in a stand talking about throwing baseball hats and baseball bats and balls and stuff like that to the head of a black baby with the intention of killing it.
Now that I look at Fun Fest, I don't want to attend them.
Like, I don't want to. Even the word picnic came from picking a nigger.
Literally,
they will pick niggers to kill them. That's where the word picnic came from. We don't Something even, so simple. You know what?
In our group, in our group, we don't even say we're going for
lunch.
Outdoor
lunch. Going for lunch. Exactly. No, man. There's no picnic out here no more. No one ain't doing that.
And then going for it? No.
Mm-mm. Outdoor lunching. Mm?
That is what it's called. I hear you say that again, and I will.
We're going to have a problem.
People, we need to learn the law. I was about to switch. But
you
black
see,
people,
the
we need
thing.
To learn the law and use it against these people. It's
change doesn't come easy, but, you know, it's not impossible. We'll get there eventually. Baby steps.
Like,
baby steps.
Yeah, we may be free from slavery's air quotes.
Mm. No, we're not free. Slaves. We're not free. I read something else.
I tell you this, in this England that I know, and the amount of family members or friend families that I have, all the women, or most of the men as well, are working in care. Why? Answer that question.
I work in care.
Exactly. Why?
I work in care. My mom works in care.
Because we're looking after the old...
And you still get
And food. Let me tell you something. This is how deep the racism is embedded in these people. They will suffer from the highest level on dementia.
But
they don't know a single thing. No. They don't even remember how to walk. But best believe the moment they see you. Oh, you're black. Where are you from in Africa? You came from Africa.
When did you come? Like, you don't even, Suzanne, you don't even know your name, but you know I'm black.
You don't even know who you are, but you know enough to call me. You know that I'm a nigga. That's how deep the racism goes.
Bruh. And it's like, this time I have conversations with my mom, and then she tells me how her day goes. And then she's like, no, like, it's good money. You should join. I'm there thinking, no.
Nah, let me tell you something. Being a carer takes a lot. Physically and mentally. I really wish I could tell some stories, but I might get sacked or some shit. Boy, let me tell you, this place will drive you mad.
Mental.
It will actually drive you mad.
And it's like, you have work, you have them calling you stuff at work. Then it's like you're on public transport. If you use public transport, you're on public transport. You get one or two. Ah, these people.
These people are so loud.
Oh my God. I even remember one time I was going, I left work. coming out the care home now. I'm walking, walking, walking. This time it's dark as hell. I'm wearing my big puffer black jacket. And then these white kids, I know for a fact they were white because they were glowing in the dark. These white kids, yeah. They're driving past. They're driving past.
She saw a shining and they just, star. And she...
I saw shining stars. Plural. They're driving past in the, obviously in the car, and they just dashed bottles at me. They were nowhere near me, but I thought, oh, wow, like, wow, yeah. Whoa, why? You don't even know me.
I feel like it's because where you live is a predominantly like
very white, very white, very, yeah. Very, very, very like, white. Let me tell you that.
Dagenham, yeah,
yeah.
Like me and my mum will be walking. Oi, monkeys!
Wow.
This was bearing in mind, yeah.
You're 21.
I was like what, 6, 7, something like that. But I
it wasn't that long ago.
Oi, monkeys! 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 I'll be like to my mama, they're talking to us. Are wow. we the monkeys?
Wow.
I swear every human being
I feel like as black people, we need to also understand that we don't always need to fight people, meaning we don't always need to fight the police or we don't always need to fight white people. We need to start learning their things and using it against them. Like, white people bring out laws. You know why they bring out laws? To control you. They bring out laws to control you. And it's like, use what they brought out or bring out, sorry. Use what they bring out and use it against them. Most of these people, I assure you, most of these people that arrest people, black people, don't know the law. They're just wearing the uniform because they went through the training. I can guarantee that.
True.
And it's like, we need to understand that we're beautiful. Where we're from, it's okay. It's okay to be black. It's beautiful.
Literally.
To be black, African.
I always used to tell my friend, the darker the better, mate. If I see a dark-skinned guy, I am going to fly. I will fly. I won't walk. I won't stroll. I will fly. No, I will swim.
I will swim too.
Girl,
she will climb and swim.
I got medals from primary school.
Ooh,
yeah.
I know how to swim. I go swim for them. I go swim for them dark skin brother.
You see the love. You see the love she's given to dark skin brothers. Do you think a dark skin brother would sit there and give us this much love?
Some
I mean that's now.
Sure. Now obviously.
The ones that didn't before, now they will.
Nah, but I only go for black girls. Well, now you do.
But there are. Let's give it to the brothers that are out there that do appreciate their dark skin girls that
shout
will climb, that will swim. Shout out to all of you dark melanated guys that love us. We love you too. Chocolate.
You are highly blessed.
You are highly blessed. Eh?
And favored.
Blessings upon you. Eh?
Don't ever take it for granted. Don't. Like, they are black guys that love black women.
Yeah, 100%.
Exactly.
But it's like
they're
it's
not
been,
all the same.
It's
even
been
though,
portrayed
even though we say all that men are the same.
Yeah. It's been portrayed on social media that
all black men do.
Yeah, like if a black guy, there's some guys that just prefer certain people though.
Yeah,
like,
but
you
they
can't
do.
Really,
yeah, there's certain guys that
you
appreciate.
Can't,
certain,
yeah.
Yes,
yeah, but when they say their preferences, it's like they're. Like, okay, I prefer a light-skinned girl, but you're bashing black girls.
Yeah, don't
like,
do that.
I prefer
that.
Light-skinned girls because black girls are dirty. Nigga, what?
Don't do that.
Dirty?
Like, okay,
is your mother clean?
Be like, you do like your dark-skinned girls.
Is your mother clean? If my skin is dirty, is your mother's skin clean? What, is she made of black gold? The hell? Let's not even go there because that's
them
another
ones,
thing.
That's another...
And it's like when it comes to Black Lives Matter and all of that, all the icing on the cake and all of that, we as black people need to learn our laws. We need to appreciate our laws. I'm not even going to lie to you. Most black people don't know how to pick up a book. I don't like reading.
Sure.
I honestly don't like reading, but we need to understand these things. Use it against these people because it's like, let's say you're playing a game and it's like playing chess, man. You need to understand your opponent's tactics get their tactics, use it against them, and win the game. It's like, okay, cool, I know he's going to make this move. Now this is the move that I need to make in order to win this game. So it's like, you just need to understand your player. You need to understand the opponent. You just need to get it in your head. And you just need to be like, okay, cool. So this is how they view us.
You need to know their strengths, their weaknesses. We need to learn all that.
Black people, stay educated.
Always stay educated.
Stay educated.
Not ignorant.
Stay educated. Please.
Open-minded.
Open-minded and educated.
And another
not
thing,
just black people, everyone in general, please.
And the anybody thing got time that for I feel like the thing that we also forget when it comes to black men don't like being told what to do, and it's like a black woman would always tell you what to do. It's just what it is. You just don't like someone to tell you that you're wrong. So some guys just go for the like opposite color because they feel like, she's not going to tell me what to do, she's not going to tell me I'm wrong, she's not going to tell me this, she's not going to be
and it's like, me out on my bullshit.
Yeah, some guys are just like, raw, go for a black girl. It's like going for my mother. It's like, oh, she's just going to be nagging.
It's just long, man. She's stressful.
There are different reasons why, you know,
you're always moving mad.
Yeah, there's different reasons why black guys go for, you know, different types of girls. But it's like, we also need to understand how to love each other. Like, one of you guys were saying earlier, like, black men, you need to love us the same way we love you.
Yeah.
It's not
even
that
if you're
hard.
Not with a black woman,
appreciate
still continue
them.
To love her.
You will see a black woman getting beaten up and you walk past.
Yeah.
That's not right.
Join in and put
we
in
also need to
fix.
Learn to speak up in situations. Even when it comes to you know, colorism in workplace. We need to learn to speak up.
And
even if it's not against you or someone else, a colleague, speak up for them. Because they might not have that ability to speak up for themselves.
Right, reals.
Some people don't know how to stand up for themselves, unfortunately. And if you know you're that type of person and you see the wrong being done towards them, speak up. It could be just a simple, what are you doing? Why are you talking to them like that?
Mm.
It's to end this lovely note of today's conversation.
Stay the black-lit educated.
Stay educated.
And love your color.
Love your
skin.
Sisters.
Love yourself. Love every inch.
Love every
of your body.
Black
every
women. Love your brothers.
Of your hair to from your hair follicles to your toes, even if they're crusty. Love them.
Enjoy
and by loving
you
them,
you
scrub them.
Literally.
Scrub them to you. you just need to, you know, love who you are. Love the people around you. It's like, just fall in love with who you are. Learn your culture. People that were born here. Black kids that were born here. Black kids.
Get in touch with your culture,
mixed race kids that were born here. Learn about your culture. It doesn't even have to be your black culture. You can learn about your white culture.
Literally, just learn
your culture. Like, understand where you come from, your background.
You might even find answers to questions that you couldn't ask them before, like why these people behave this way, or whatever.
Exactly.
Just learn something.
At the end of the day, guys, stay safe. Stay out of trouble.
Watch out for corona.
And at the end of the
wear
day,
your mask.
Learn the 2 meter distance, honey.
Even without this corona, people didn't know the 2 meter distance. All up in your neck.
That's another thing.
Central line.
Learn your distance.
Heaven.
Stay educated. Get yourself a law book. Summer's May. Coming up. There's a lot of courses online to learn about law.
Free courses too.
Educate
Mate, even
yourself.
Just go on the Met Police website or
the
tell
Gov
you every
website.
Law that you need to know.
You
yes.
Just,
yeah.
Educate yourself, guys. Stay blessed.
Thanks for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in.
Have a great week.
Have a great week.
And eat some cake.